All right. Listen, so what I think we should do is I think we should do the same shit we've been doing, which is like we have like this cold open kind of.
Yeah.
Where we we come in as if we've been talking about it the whole time, and it's like it's like a riff we do, like what we did with the fucking Lifesavers riff or whatever that was.
That was pretty good.
That was funny.
And
I think
it would be like a unexpected or candid, just us like talking.
Right. It's like they're a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And I think
fun for them.
I think people will like that, and I think it's more realistic, and it doesn't sound quite as stilted as just saying, "Okay, hello." Well, you know, what would that even sound like? Okay, the music would fade out.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, guys, it's me, Jesse, and this is Mike. Guys? I mean, that's just like that's brutal. I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
But you don't think the bit that we do, where we just chat in the beginning, you don't think that's getting old, right?
Getting old? Like, what do you mean?
Like, you don't think that we're going to have to invent something like a fake intro talking about the real intro to try and spice it up?
No, I think it's too early to go meta. I don't think we've earned it yet.
Okay.
So, no, I wouldn't go that route until we were totally out of ideas.
Okay.
Because that's just like the sign. That's just like waving the white flag.
Laughing, but only because I know that will never happen.
I'm nervous that it might, but I agree with you that.
I think we're fine. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
I mean, we're two smart guys. We're young.
Yeah.
I'm a little younger than you.
Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is that we will never have to resort to anything like, like a stunt or anything like that in order to.
No, that's stupid. That's like, I mean, that's something the bad podcasts do. Like, what are some of your least favorite podcasts?
My least favorite.
Yeah. What are the ones that you're ready to go?
Chuckle Time.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Those guys are a joke.
The Laugh Zone.
Yeah.
Now that one stinks.
I mean, ever since the host got a pie in the face, it's like from then I just couldn't take
it
seriously.
Where do you go from there?
That was the apex.
And you have to explain the bits. Because you can't see, like, a lot of it's physical comedy.
Yeah.
Well, they did the impossible. They started the only physical comedy podcast.
Yeah, and big ups to them for that.
But it didn't really work because you had to explain, everything that you're doing. Oh, there's a guy, he's walking up a ladder, and now the ladder is splitting in two lengthwise, and he's, like, walking around on stilts. You kind of have to explain that stuff, and they didn't really think about it, but.
Yeah, or did you hear the episode they did where. There was a guy in a clown suit, and he had this big bucket, and it looked like it was full of water, and he went to go throw it on somebody, and then he did, and there was confetti that came out. It's like, if I'm not seeing that, I don't really understand what you're just narrating real life at that point.
But they are in their, sixth season of doing that show, so God bless them.
I know, and have you seen their Patreon?
I have not.
It's insane.
What are they getting?
They're seriously pulling down, like 15K a month for that.
Well, that's, I mean, more money to buy props.
Yeah,
more
I know.
Money to buy.
Well, they have a lot of higher levels. If you donate $100 a month, you they'll write your name on the seltzer bottle they use to spray each other in the face.
That's good. That's a good value.
And we're not doing that. That's what I'm talking about. We were talking about this was the other day. I know you don't like to talk about it, but it's a real. We gotta make money off of this.
Yeah, well, I'm looking up some seltzer bottles right now that we can buy.
We can't just do what we don't. I don't want to do what they're doing. I want to do our own thing.
They're not that expensive.
They're not.
No.
Well, what about pens?
Pens that when you go to put them in your pocket, the ink goes everywhere, and then it's visible ink.
Yeah, those, if you could get that in a two-pack of that with the one where if you turn it upside down, the lady takes her clothes off.
I can get that delivered in an hour. I have Amazon Prime now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. I want to go wholesale, but no, you want to go, okay. Convenience is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. So let's, I guess let's just do that podcast.
Well, yeah, let's just do that one. And, okay. And we got to monetize, too, because the ads are a big thing.
Like
Like they read a bunch of ironic ads for like Brill cream and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get into that market. I feel like that's really untapped.
Hey everyone, yeah. Use this. I'm gonna try to just off the top of the Hey, why don't you come down?
Yeah.
To and use the next time that you're building. The next time you want to put a house.
I'm gonna grab a beer. I'm still listening, but go ahead.
Wait, hey, are you building a house? And do you have a one big window cut out of it?
Oh yeah, right.
Do you need a couple guys to push it over on top of you?
And then, but make sure that you go through the window. Yeah, yeah. And so
call
it's,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, the Buster.
I have another one.
Okay.
Hey, are you, are you sitting down on a chair and it doesn't have a whoopee cushion underneath of it?
Oh boy.
You're gonna need one to get one.
Yeah.
So get a Funny Man brand.
Yeah.
Whoopee cushion.
That's a good. Yeah, and then maybe we could do one that's like, hey, do you ever like when you go to drink like a big glass of water, but because of forced perspective, it appears to the audience like it's going in your mouth, but instead you're just pouring it like behind you.
Yeah.
And it like gets all over you and the floor, yeah, kind of. And then it looks like you're like a skeleton and you don't have like the, like the esophagus and stuff. And it just kind of go like, so, but one of those, do you ever want to do one of those bits? So I think maybe we could do that one.
That's just for the bit. I don't understand.
Yeah. All right.
Well, all right. Well, let's hit record. Let's start this thing.
You want to start now?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're ready yet.
I think we're ready.
Okay. So what are we going to start out doing? We're just going to do the normal thing, or are we going to do like a, let's do a planned thing this time. Let's sit down and write it. And let's stay true to the script. Let's not go off script. But let's just do something different. Let's go straight off the script. And we read it. And we just sound really prepared and professional for once. And then we can kind of poll and see what people think. If they think it's like, go back to the really amateur, shitty one where you guys are like basically improv-ing, even though you guys have never been to an improv class.
And even though it does sound like you guys graduated from UCB.
Yeah.
Top of the class.
Definitely.
Second City, spent a couple years there.
Yeah.
And
Comedy Cellar.
Opens mic nights and everything. It sounds like you guys are pros. However.
Yeah. We can, maybe something with a little more polish.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of get their feedback.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go have a brainstorm sesh. I'll go ahead and hit. All right, so we're back. We had a nice, I would say we had a really good quality script.
Yeah.
Hammered out.
Yeah, about 8 or 9 pages, I think.
I think so, with all the scene direction in it. Yeah, I think it got to that point.
That's cool.
But wouldn't you know it, I put the wrong cartridge in the typewriter. Invisible ink.
So, got nothing now.
So, well, we got it. We still got 8 or 9 blank pages.
Well, we can just reuse those.
Yeah, just stick those back in the typewriter, and the next time we have, we'll just have to remember to change out the ink. But other than that,
yeah.
So I guess let's just start. No music. We're not doing any of that. Let's just start talking now. This is the start of the show. Welcome to the show, by the way, which is Your Kickstarter Sucks, the podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Farrar, and joining me as always is my good friend, one of my most popular guests, Mike Hale. Mike?
That's right, some of it, Jesse. I'm actually the host, and thank you so much for doing the intro again. Well, we're back. We made it 5 episodes. Good run on this one.
I think... Is this episode 5?
I think it's episode 5. Because we did one really shitty episode.
Yep. And the second one was also bad.
The second one was also bad. The third one's good.
But below par still.
Yeah. The fourth one,
wasn't great.
Not so great. This fifth one, though.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling.
I think this one's going to be funny. I think we're going to do a good job on this.
I actually think this might be the best episode of Your Kickstarter Sucks of all time. You will never have to watch or listen to another episode. This is as good as it gets right here.
But not as good as the premium episodes, Mike, which you can listen to over at patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks. Or just type into the search bar, Your Kickstarter Sucks, and you will hear some great stuff. We have Dan O'Sullivan on there. We've got a Beer Idiot podcast on there. We've got the Mailbag going on there. So we've got a lot of good stuff for you guys. And no rewards other than just listening to that. It's not one of those things where you're not getting anything else out of it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna print up like a bunch of koozies and stuff. Like, who are we? Who wants that on them for the rest of their life? Right?
I kind of would. Yeah, actually.
Like a shirt with my big fat face on it. Nobody wants that.
That's funny though. I think that's funny. I think we should do that.
We should actually make a shirt that says like, "I'm a big podcast guy."
Yeah.
So everybody knows that you're into podcasts.
I think people would buy that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like a big obnoxious.
Well, talk to my guy.
I got a t-shirt guy.
Hey, I actually want to start out.
Okay.
And do the apology of the week.
Okay, it's that time again, folks. It's the apology of the week.
Apology of the week.
Take it away, Mike.
So the thing I want to apologize for, you know, I quit the show, you know, a couple shows ago and had a real sour attitude.
Had a falling out, I think.
I actually wanted to make it up to you by giving you a little gift.
You got a gift for me?
Yeah.
All right.
It's right here. What do you think about that? It is a friendship bracelet.
Yeah,
so
it is.
You get one. I get one, okay. And we just wear them all the time.
We both wear them.
Let's everybody know that we're, you know, basically best friends.
And now, did you make this?
I did make them. I went to Michael's craft store.
Wow.
I got the yarn to make it. And it's cool because you could, if you're out, even if you're downtown or something without me, and some guy sees you and he's like, hey, I really want to be best friends with that guy. He'll look at your arm and be like,
take him.
He's already BF'd up.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. I'm definitely going to wear this. Not just today.
Yeah.
But I would say even
beyond.
Yeah, you're
not supposed to take it off ever, so.
I can't.
I'll be keeping my eye on. I'll look down at it at work, and I'll be like, there he is, my best friend.
That's really sweet. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you putting forth the effort. I appreciate the apology. Actually, now that you brought it up, I have an apology I need to offer.
All right.
It's okay. I've had like 40 beers. It's 2:30. It's fine. I need to apologize for the weird audio on the Ted Leo interview, and I hope that this doesn't become a trend where I apologize for audio consistently.
Yeah, I barely noticed. I think that everyone barely noticed that the audio.
You don't think people noticed that it sounded like we were in C-Lab?
No, I think it sounded really great.
Okay. Well, I can tell you're not being serious, but...
Turning over a new leaf here, pal. So
I really appreciate that. The spanking you gave me on Twitter this week for having it late, I just wanted to let everybody know out there it was because I was really trying to perfect that audio to make it listenable. And big shout out to Zencastr, the program we used to record that audio. I'm going to put it on them.
Point is, we got it fixed. It'll never happen again. So
yeah, I've fired Zencastr. This is not an ad. I fired them.
Yeah. Sell.
Are you putting them on sell?
I'm putting them on sell.
Okay.
Zencastr, I got to take you down. I got to move you down to a sell, baby. Sorry. We had you at a buy before, but now.
Their tech support was nice. The lady said that she liked the name of our podcast, and I said you should check out our Patreon, but I don't know if she did or
now
not.
Now you're back up to a buy because of the nice lady. Keep up the good work, Zencastr.
Big shout out to the nice lady at Zencastr.
What a sweetheart.
Well, that's the business at the top of the show. Is there anything? What else do we have to take care of? We're best friends. Zencastr is a buy and a sell.
Apology of the week.
Apology. We got the apology. We did our intro, which is a little bit shorter this week than normal. I think that's about it for the business up top.
Let's jump into the six pack.
Let's go into the six pack, folks. Here it comes. Winging its way right at you. It's the six pack. And just for everybody, just catching up, people who started out at episode 5 of a show, which is, I think, a sign of being mentally ill if you started episode 5. But
yeah,
if you did,
why would you start at the 5th episode?
I would suggest just not, if you're
don't
at episode,
even, don't even listen to it at all.
Just don't even do it. Yeah.
Get out of here. Turn this phone off. Turn your phone all the way off.
Yeah.
Or your computer. Turn it all the way off and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, and throw it in the garbage. I agree with that. But if you did start episode 5, the six packs is where we take 6 movers and shakers in the Kickstarter landscape and highlight them for you, letting you know what our favorite aspects of the Kickstarter are, if it's getting funded, what are some of the best reward tiers, how you can support the Kickstarter if you want to, and how stupid you are if you decide to support the Kickstarter. Mike and I take 3 each. We go back and forth showing off some of our favorite Kickstarters of the week. So, Mike, I'm going to cede the floor to you.
Thank you, Jesse. Go ahead and play that theme song now, though.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay, so that's the show. Thank you guys so much.
No, Mike, we still got to do the
we have to do the parts of the show.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do mine. Why don't you stop doing that?
I'll
do mine. The first one I got here is called the Fire Protect Bag, right?
Yes, it is.
And so basically what this one is it's a bag that you sit in your house and you put your I don't know how many times it happened to you, right? You come home from a long day at work, and you come in the house on your hoverboard. You remember hoverboards?
That
a couple of years ago everybody was crazy about them.
Yeah, don't look over there in the corner where I have my enormous stack of hoverboards.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, like everybody's nuts about those things. And you remember when there was a problem with them, they would explode?
Yeah, that seemed to be sort of off-putting for people that would own them.
Yeah. Kind of killed that whole thing, right?
Yeah, well, along with some people as well, I think.
Well, they have some good news. This bag is specifically, explicitly for protecting your hoverboard. And so what it does is sits in your house, you come home, and you put your hoverboard that you use all the time. You put it in this bag.
Sure.
And you close up the bag there. And that way, if it explodes...
When it explodes.
You have just a shit... You have like a broken hoverboard that you can never ride again.
Yeah. And a really fucked up bag.
And a really fucked up bag. And probably your floor is all fucked up too. But you have the peace of mind of knowing that you didn't explode. And that's really... You can't put a price on that.
Well, but what if you don't have a hoverboard? Is there any... support level on here where you can get a very likely to explode hoverboard and a bag that will keep the explosion from blowing up your house?
Just doing a quick scan here. No, there's not. So
okay.
It's just a bag.
Why don't you take another scan of that?
Okay. So yeah, at the $500 level, right?
Well, also at the $375.
Okay, well, you know, let's not nitpick, right? These two levels, you get a fire protect bag and a hoverboard. You get a hoverboard, the 6.5-inch hoverboard, which I don't even know they made.
I'm not sure what dimensions 6.5 inches is supposed to be measuring. So this is kind of like selling you a stick of dynamite. And then, like, a box you can put it in when it explodes. I don't...
Yeah, they, So, like, they're not saying, hey, we have a hoverboard, which you're going to want in 2018, 2017, 2018. You're going to want one of these bad boys. But ours isn't necessarily better than all the other ones. It's pretty much the same, if not worse, and more likely to explode.
It's a weird incentive that they would, in order to make one product more valuable, they would have to make the other one significantly more likely to explode.
Yeah.
Because if their pitch was, well, let's just make a hoverboard that isn't going to explode, then it's like it cannibalizes their bag sales.
Yeah.
So they can't make a safe one. It's stupid for them. So this is capitalism at work here. They can't make a safe hoverboard.
Did you just become woke?
Yeah, I'm one of the socialist guys.
Okay.
I have the little rose in my name.
Welcome.
Post a pic of my card on Twitter.
I actually did that. You know what?
Yeah, I know you're one of those guys.
All right. Well, so this did not get funded.
Didn't get funded.
No.
I would have definitely bought the one that came with the hoverboard because I don't have a hoverboard. So for me, if I want something to explode, I have to get.
I think that's probably their selling point, right?
Yeah.
Are you worried? Has the worry of it exploding and burning your entire house down and killing your family put you off a bit from purchasing a hoverboard?
Somewhat.
Well, have we got a solution for you? It's a shitty hoverboard, but it comes in a fireproof bag.
So you get a bomb, and you also get a bomb diffusing robot.
Yeah.
It's just one pack. Why? Just cut out the middleman. That's smart.
But this did not get funded. And I should mention, it is like a... It's basically like a thermal, you know, like a freeze bag that you would get from the store.
Yeah, it looks like the ones where if you get a lot of frozen foods, you would take your stuff home in it.
It has like a fire extinguishing gel type stuff in the top of it. So if it...
Which when it explodes makes a really nice pattern on your ceiling.
Yeah, so that's nice. No, it did not get funded. It got funded $1 out of $10,000.
Well, is there a $1 level?
No, there's not. There's a $10 level.
So somebody
and the $10 is a nice thanks. Nice thank you.
So they got 1/10 of a thank you.
Yeah.
I can't help but wonder. I wonder if some of the, if you scroll down, it tells you the risks and the challenges, which is always the part. I got to say, I think the risk and challenges is the first part you should read of any Kickstarter. Because that's the part where the people who want your money make an extremely good case that they don't know how to read or write. and this is there's a clause in here. There's a lot of concern about hoverboards, and our bag is likely to get a lot of attention, so that didn't pan out. But the one like stock statement you'll hear a lot, like if you're familiar with Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, is like, if I only get, you know, 0.5% of the marketplace, then, you know, I'll be golden. And that's what they say here is 0.1% of hoverboard owners. If they decide to buy this bag, there'd be a need for more than 100,000 bags, which I guess it's just tough to break to people like that's not how commerce works.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, look, how many people have the iPhone? Well, what, like 50 million people have an iPhone or some shit? So all I have to do is sell to like a tiny fraction of those and I'll be a billionaire. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
You're telling me that does not work.
I don't believe it does.
Okay. So does the math make sense?
The math makes sense, yeah, you're right.
But you're telling me that there's a no-go.
I wouldn't try it. So I guess I'll go, let me take over from here. I've got one that I want to talk about. It's called the Game Band Smart Watch. The Game Band Smart Watch.
It's a mouthful.
It's, I don't even know where to begin, honestly, with smartwatches as a category of electronics, but, you know, I just know from knowing you that you have an Apple Watch and you don't wear it.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah. It's a bad investment.
Yeah. It is a bad investment because it doesn't do anything.
Right. Like I got it thinking, you know, oh, so awesome. I can,
it's cool.
I can wear it all the time. I get the notifications on my wrist versus, you know, having to pull out my phone.
And you got a big honking phone, so that's a big deal to you.
And so the bad side is you have to look at the notifications on your wrist.
Right.
Without pulling out your phone. So it's kind of a 50-50.
Classic double-edged sword scenario.
But no, it's not great. It's just sits on my desk at work or in my bag somewhere. And I was like, this is going to be good. I'll take it to the gym and, you know, measure heart rate and stuff. And that stuff's interesting for like a day.
Maybe, yeah.
So not a great, investment.
Yeah, my Fitbit died last week and I just haven't, I'm just done with it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to be fat. That's fine. I'll just keep me in fat. I don't fucking need reminders that I'm fat. It's just, to me, it's a state of mind thing. Like, sometimes I'm in the state of mind where it's like, I need to lose weight. I need to watch what I'm eating. I need to exercise more or whatever. Right now, I'm in that depression, the thing where I'm just like, I don't care about anything and I hate myself. So I'm just going to eat dessert all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what that's, that depression part is like. Sounds bad. I wish you well with it.
And it's difficult for you to relate to, I know, but I don't care about myself. So this is the Game Band smartwatch. And what I think is interesting about this is you know, you think about the huge brands that have gone before it in terms of smartwatches. Like we just talked about the Apple Watch, which is arguably the best integrated product because it's manufactured by the same company that manufactures a phone and the most popular single phone at that. Because with Android, of course, there's the segregation between all the different brands. So you've got the Galaxy is probably the most popular one or whatever. But it doesn't even reach all of the Android phones in the same way, right? Because it's Samsung phones. So you would think the Apple Watch, if anyone was going to succeed, it would be Apple. And they haven't succeeded. And then, of course, Fitbit is losing money constantly.
They just acquired Pebble, didn't they?
They just bought Pebble, which, of course, is another Kickstarter success story. Because Pebble was supposed to be the one that eschewed all of the trappings.
It had like an e-ink, right, display or whatever.
Yeah, it was supposed to be more like a traditional usable watch.
Yeah.
In the sense that it didn't require charging every night, which really takes you out of the classic watch experience.
Yeah.
But that was not a viable product, and so Fitbit bought them for $40 million, which is a lot, say, to maybe a poor person, unlike myself.
Yeah.
But when it comes to smartwatch companies, is considered a drop in the bucket.
That is very low for a company.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to say that it's like a tiny fraction of what they were. Okay, yeah. Apparently, and this is all rumor and scuttlebutt, but apparently Citizen, you know, the company that makes the Citizen Echo watches, apparently, in 2015, they were interested in buying Pebble for $740 million.
And they said, no, not right now. We're busy.
No, thank you.
Or we're going to hold out for a bigger offer.
Yeah. So they made enough money to pay off their debts, essentially, and then just disappear. So if Pebble, the darling of the smartwatch industry, can't make it, why would Game Band make it? And I have an answer for you there. It's because you can play Atari games on it. And that is real.
Huh.
One of their big selling points is that you can play Atari games such as Pong, Centipede, Asteroids, Atari Football, which I'm sure we all remember so well as being a great game on Atari that we all played. Also Terraria, like a PC, like side-scroller pixel game.
Yeah, I've seen that game around, but I've never played it. But people are like, saying it's like super good.
Well, you know what? You could have it for the low price of $6,999, which is the Super Disti pack. Choose any 50 watches, and then I guess you can sell them to other people. I don't know. That's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. I don't think that this watch is worth $200 because of the fact that it comes with a micro SD slot that you can. Is anybody running out of storage on their smartwatch? Is that the fucking problem?
No. The game band.
The Game Band. It has the same processor as the LG watch, which I'm sure all of us have used and are very upset with its low processing power. I mean, what? Nobody cares, except for, I guess they do care because they've earned $270,000 for their smartwatch. So
bad idea.
Great job to all the dorks out there who will not be satisfied until they spend all of the money they've ever made on smartwatches.
That is a crazy amount to me.
It's a lot of cash money.
For this. That's insane.
Yeah. So that makes no sense. But anyways, that's the game ban. Go ahead and definitely pledge $150, I think, while you still can, to get the early bird edition of this. It also comes with a black silicone strap and free version of... It
comes with a strap. You don't just get the...
It does come with a strap.
Watch face you have to balance on your...
It comes with Terraria and 5 exclusive mini games, which is probably like Pong.
That's cool.
You know, Pong. So, check that out.
The only thing better than Pong is playing it on a screen about the size of my dick.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would make that better.
Listen, hey, I know a guy. We'll talk about it off.
Speaking of watches, JF. That.
Yeah.
I got a watch for you.
You got a watch as well?
What do you think of when you hear the word watch?
Atari. No?
No.
Eyeballs, looking, staring.
Mm. Nah, very close.
Clock.
Clock.
Right?
Because a watch, as we all know, is a miniature clock that sits on your arm.
Yes.
You don't have to have them on the wall anymore.
Somebody got the bright idea to take that stuff on the wall and put it on your wrist.
In your oven anymore. You don't have to have them in your AM, FM radio.
Right. Sure.
You got the time wherever you want it now. And that's kind of cool.
Anytime
that's the
you
kind
want
of, that's the kind of cool thing about watches. This watch here does not tell you the time at all. It's called Jesper, the ultimate minimalist watch.
It is a black strap.
It's a strap. Yeah, it comes with a strap. Watch face, no arms on it. Right. So this guy got a bunch of parts. But he couldn't get a hold of his watch arm guy.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out the arm part. The arms were in short supply.
My clock arm guy is not been answering my calls. So,
but I got to ship this watch.
It is the ultimate minimalist watch. You'll see a lot of them running. I even have another one. It's called the Motto, Time Without the Clock. This is an entirely different watch, same sort of concept, but this one's called the Motto.
The concept being a useless piece of electronics.
Well, all electronics are useless. But
wow, okay. I know this is the philosophy episode.
So this one, actually the second one in the series, is the Motto, Time Without a Clock, right? And this one's the same exact shit. The fucking watch band, watch face. This one has a phrase in it. This one has like a motto in it, right?
Like laser etched onto it.
Yeah.
Do you get to pick it, the motto, at least?
You'd think so.
Like a motto, like a family motto?
Check this out. You don't. Some other guy thought it up and he put it on there. So it says, when you're dedicated to what you love, time becomes irrelevant.
So that's like an extremely ham-fisted version of the, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life phrase.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, is false. It's completely wrong. If you do what you love, it's still work and it sucks. But so this is like this dumb guy's version of it. And he laser etches it on a watch for you that doesn't tell time.
Yeah, they just couldn't. Neither one of these guys could get their shit together. Couldn't get the watch guts. Then you got to worry about, is it going to work?
Yeah.
Then you got to worry about, I need to put a battery in it. You don't have to worry about it with these watches.
Because this doesn't do anything.
These don't do a goddamn thing, right?
Wonderful.
And they are about $100, I think. Yeah, this one here is $55, which is a fucking steal for a watch.
That's not bad for a watch.
You get early bird special on our plastic band version of the Infinity piece. So like the shitty version of it. The shitty version of the watch that doesn't tell time. It's $50.
Really good.
$55, right? $30 off retail. So
you say retail, so I guess it's already in stores. Did it get funded?
So it did not get funded. The first one didn't, or the second one didn't, sorry. The motto, Time Without the Clock, did not get funded. It got raised $8,000 somehow.
Mm-hmm.
56 different people said, it's a good-ass idea. I want to watch with no fucking arms on it. No way to tell time. The other one also did not get funded, surprisingly enough. $2,000 of the $5,000 goal. So,
well, there's some hope for us yet. But let me go ahead and snatch that hope away by introducing Mindset, the smart headphones that improve your concentration. I'm going to go ahead and throw up the video on this, and you guys can take a listen and see if Mindset is the right product for you and for your productivity as well. Let's take a listen.
The flow state. It's that feeling of being completely absorbed in your task. Work feels effortless. Time passes quickly. Nothing can stop you. But in a world where we're more distracted than ever, getting in the zone can feel impossible. Introducing Mindset, the world's first headphone specifically designed to maximize your productivity. It has wireless audio, ultra-soft ear cups, and crisp, resonant sound. When you put them on, they create the perfect work environment. Mindset actively cancels out external noise and lets you temporarily mute incoming notifications. But while other headphones stop here, Mindset goes one step further. While you work, EEG sensors embedded in the headband read your brain activity in real time. Using its brain-computer interface, Mindset recognizes when you're in a state of concentration. Whenever you become distracted, Mindset sends you a gentle audio cue to bring you back to focus.
Okay, so as you can take from the video there, the goal of the Mindset headphones is to screw you over. But their stated goal is to make you a more productive worker, which, let me just say at the top of this that I don't think that we all have to be more productive workers. I think that is a myth perpetuated by people in power. And I don't think that it's very healthy to wonder how we can squeeze more work out of every minute of every day. That's gross. It bums me out. And I think that's insanely fucked up to approach your life that way.
So you're not going to be buying these?
I am going to buy them. That being said, I don't know that this is the product to help you accomplish that goal, because this is what it is supposed to do. It's supposed to use integrated sensors. They're small spring-loaded electrodes. They fit through your hair, it says, which I'm not sure. I don't really understand that grammatical structure. Mindset's upper band is flexible, designed to distribute the weight over your head. The result is a feeling of weightlessness. Okay, it goes on
The science is there.
It goes on your head. These are the first headphones to go on your head. But for some reason, these sensors measure your concentration level, which...
You can quantify that, right?
Yeah, you know that raw number, concentration level? It's a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is not...
What's your concentration level? What's your depression level? What's your horny level?
Yeah, and then right after that is concentration level. Scale 1... Yeah, so that makes sense. It's clinically proven. It's a window into the mind. Definitely whenever someone says it's a window into the mind, that's how you know that it definitely is, because minds have windows and you can just look into them, and that's how the mind works. So these things are basically $350 headphones that if the electricity in your brain does something weird, it'll send a beep through the headphone and it'll remind you to keep making content or keep filling in your spreadsheet or keep plugging in plugs or whatever the fuck it is.
I work at the plug factory. I'm plugging in plugs.
I didn't mean to dox you, but you are a big plug guy. So, so that's Mindset headphones. Hokum at best. $310,000 pledged of $100,000. 30 days to go. You can pledge $419 to get a pair of the Mindset headphones, which is a savings of $279 and untold productivity hours.
If you also know some other dumbass, go ahead and give him.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give him these.
Some other real dummy who loves work. Go ahead and give him these. That's mindset.
It's pretty good. But it did get funded?
Triple funded. And with 30 days to go, so the sky's the limit on this.
Is that legit?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's not good. What I got here? I got, you ever heard of the Imbu, Jesse?
Sure. I've got one in my hands right now, but why don't you tell the listeners?
The Imbu, as you know, is a magnetic tea-infusing vessel, and it allows you to, let me just outline here. It allows you to brew great-tasting loose-leaf tea, something you love doing, without having to bring your kitchen along for the ride.
Oh, boy.
No, but this is a Kickstarter staff pick, which means the staff of Kickstarter went through and said, hey, this one's got the goods.
This is the real deal, Holyfield.
This is the real dick. And it was successfully funded. Hugely funded. $362,000 of the $20,000 goal. Tiny, tiny goal, right? 6,000 people said, yeah, I need this in my life. I make a lot of loose leaf tea.
I went through a loose leaf tea phase.
Tea head. I've never liked tea in my life.
You didn't ever go through that phase?
Never liked tea. Never understood it.
I went to, I don't know if you've ever been, there's a really fancy mall around here called Green Hills Mall.
Yeah.
It's in the real swanky
part. You're asking me if I've been in a fancy mall. I don't know if you've.
Since we live, said it. So we live in the same town, so I wondered if maybe you had.
Not a class thing, you were saying. If I'd gotten around to it. Sorry.
Well, it's in the city we live in. So, you know, not that big of a deal. Let's go ahead and cut this out. Let's start over again. And one, two, three, here we go. So, Mike, there's this mall around town called Green Hills Mall.
Been there.
Oh, you have been there?
I have been there.
Good. I wasn't wondering, but I'm glad you spoke up. So, it has a lot of bullshit. That's where the Apple store is.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a Microsoft store. And then the Microsoft store is right on top of the Apple store, actually. Anyways, they got a tea store there. And one of the ladies outside got me to come in and drink some tea with her. And that was great.
The Microsoft store is always closed for updates. They're always closing the...
So I got some loose leaf tea. Got some loose leaf tea there. And I got like the loose leaf tea like container. Like the strainer and the pot.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Some raspberry tea. It was really good. Great tea. But I didn't feel the need to infuse it with anything because I kind of felt like it was already tea.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it needs... I don't think the tea needs to be turned up to 11, do you?
Well, if you don't think so, you're not one of these geniuses who got one of these.
One of the tea geniuses?
Imbu tea infusers, right? Strainer.
Sure.
Lid. Cup. Fucking steep chamber thing there. Basically just a Yeti thing for tea, kind of, you know?
What is the Yeti, though?
The big...
That's just a cup,
the thermal
though.
Cup that everybody's going nuts over.
But it is just a cup, though.
Yeah, it's 100% just a cup.
Great.
But this is not just a cup. It's a magnetic tea
infusing. It's so much more than a cup.
Vessel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Got insanely funded. Huge success. Hey, great success. Remember that.
All your base are belong to us.
And like all the rewards sold out. It's a fucking success story, right? Fast forward a bit to they shipped them out to people. Everybody got them. Everything seemed to be going fine. Whammy, they got hit with a fucking people trying to return them. So people are returning these because, let me read you one of the comments here.
I can't imagine why you'd return a tea thing.
They sent out an update to all the people saying, hey, send these back immediately. These are not safe. So even after like getting funded, being Kickstarter approved and whatever, and being so successful, they had to send out a fucking recall thing. So it was like, and they wouldn't tell people why. So this, in the comments, people were talking about, if anyone's curious as to why it's deemed unsafe, it's because mine shattered while sitting in the car with cold tea in it when the temperature was about negative 10 degrees outside.
I got to be honest, that doesn't necessarily sound like the atmosphere for the tea holder to be in?
Well, she said it's well inside the safe range for this type of glass.
Okay, so, well, I just got owned. Sorry.
Up your ass.
Sorry.
No, but...
Hey, I took this tea up at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, and it didn't taste very good, so I need to send it back.
So they're alerting all these people it's unsafe and blah, 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 and then people have to pay to ship it back, and it's this huge fucking headache for them. Hey, sorry, yeah? Get what you deserve, fucking buying a weird tea infuser off of Kickstarter.
You're saying that these people...
Now you're gonna make me sound like a jerk, but I'm saying they got.
No, this is what you said. Yeah. Hey, this is all you, buddy. You know, you wanting to start something with the tea heads out there? Then that's.
I'm sure the tea heads are fine.
I've tangled with the tea world before, and that's not something I want to go back that's to anytime dope. Soon.
Well, hopefully none of our fans, bought this thing. So
hopefully none of our fans drink tea.
Yeah.
If you drink tea, shut the laptop now. So that's it, huh? That's it for the tea.
That's it.
What is it called now?
It's called the Imbue, I-M-B-U-E. It's a piece of shit. You can find it in the trash.
Right. Really sounds good. So that's the last of yours. I've got one coming up here.
I'm ready for it.
This is double duty. A bit like your watch.
Yeah.
A bit like your watch went double duty. And we talked a little bit earlier about productivity and how it's not necessarily something that should be a huge deal for people and yet is. I guess this speaks to that a little bit because, I don't know, have you ever heard of fidget toys?
Yeah, I actually just heard about some fucking stupid thing yesterday.
A fidget toy?
Yeah.
Well, that's what these bad boys are. They're fidget toys.
Good.
If you guys don't know what a fidget toy is... That's because you are normal.
Normal.
But according to these folks, it's because it's a stress reliever. It helps people with ADD and autism. So now you can't say anything bad about it because it helps people with autism. But I don't know. I think that's maybe a spurious claim. But I've got one here called the Moon Drop that lets you play with lunar gravity. That's kind of an interesting science concept. Out of a meager goal of $6,147, they managed to earn $95,557 with 24 days to go. So they're probably going to be well into the six figures on this moon drop project. And I'm trying to think of a way. Look, I would just suggest that you definitely go and check this out. It's called the Moon Drop. It's on Kickstarter. But if you're not in front of a computer right now, it's basically what looks like a doorstop. You know, little like spring things. You open up your door and it doesn't damage your wall. And then on it is a small cuff that falls down the doorstop.
Yeah, it's just like an eye bolt with a fucking thing in the middle that moves up and down.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a screw and a bolt, basically.
Fuck.
But the point of it is to, I guess, relieve your stress, and it does that by falling down the screw thing, and it has it in different gravitational options. This sounds insane, and I apologize for that, but this is how bad the product is. You've got one that falls at the gravity of Earth, which, by the way, is the planet that we live on. So everything on here falls at Earth's gravitational pull, 9.8 meters per second squared. Then you've got one that falls down this 2-inch pole at a rate that simulates the gravity on Mars, 3.7 meters per second squared. Then you got one for the moon as well, which is, again, about half of what it is on Mars. If that's interesting to you at all, for whatever reason.
It's not.
That's not interesting to you?
No.
Well, the point is, you can. It looks like you can pledge $20, $23.
Oh, I see how it works. The tube, the little screw, the eye bolt thing.
It's got magnets.
Hollow. It's got magnets in it.
Right.
Okay.
And then also, since it is magnetized, you can like spin them on top of each other like a magnet.
This is like This sucks.
I think it's for programmers.
Yeah, it's definitely something a programmer would just have sitting on his desk.
Yeah, you ever walk by a programmer's desk and like, try to look at all the shit that's on it? It's like, man, you had like a $5,000 ThinkGeek gift card. It just went wild.
How does this differ then from the Fidgy Pen?
Well, the Fidgy Pen, look, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Well, where's that cube? You remember that cube thing?
What, a fidget cube?
Yeah. Wow, Jesus Christ. Not a lot of not a lot of creativity in the names here. Fidgy Pen, Fidgy Cube. Not a lot of creativity.
Fidgy Fidge. Yeah, the Fidgy Pen was funded in less than 48 hours. 40 days to go on this. They've already doubled their budget. They've got $27,000. It's a pen which writes on paper. But wait, there's more. It's got a textured grip. It's got a click switch. It's got a flip clip, a spin disc, a click, a rolling ball, and a smooth dip.
It's got a flip, a flap,
yeah,
a floppy.
It's got a gerbil, a flintsy. Yeah, it does, but it's a pen, and it's got a little thing. It's got several little things on it you can manipulate. The video is not too good, and I'm going to go ahead and play that video for you right now.
What is the Fidgy Pen, you might ask? The Fidgy Pen is the world's first fun-to-play-with and discreet fidget toy. Why do you need a Fidgy Pen? Let's take a look at Paul. Paul's about to kiss this beautiful young woman, but then, because of this oversized fidget toy, it totally ruined the mood. Don't let this happen to you. How many times has this happened to you or people around you? You're fidgeting with things, and it's distracting to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Let's see a day in the life of Paul and see what happens.
Paul, stop fidgeting.
Hope he doesn't get an F on that one.
Ah, great. Got dumped by my girlfriend, kicked out of school, and I just killed Carol.
Excuse me, Sonny? I'm not dead yet.
Hey, quiet, Grandma. I'm making a crowdfunding video.
This fidget is driving me loco. Out of here.
Did you just self-edit your own curse word?
Pablo, you really think I'm going to put myself behind bars and say curse word on crowdfunding video? Now get out.
So that's it. That's funny. It's the fidget pen. It's the moon drop. It's the fidget cube. It's the fidgel digital. It's the... anything to keep you more productive, keep you happy in that cubicle, because that's where you belong, you big piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, that's the end of the six pack. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more fidget toys right after this on Your Kickstarter Sucks, the podcast.
Hey guys, it's Michael from the podcast, and I wanted to remind you guys to check out patreon.com. It's where we make a bunch of money, and you guys give it to us. It's patreon.com/ your Kickstarter stinks. So check it out, and then go on there.
All that information is wrong. All right, welcome back. Let's, Mike, if it's okay with you, I'd like to revisit our extremely popular segment. jokeblogger.com.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Just a quick reminder for everyone out there. Jokeblogger.com has thousands of comedy topics. You can click on a large topic image in a joke or video for more hilarity on that subject, or use the search to find what you're looking for.
It's a fave star that some computer programmer / stand-up comedian made, but all the jokes are extremely good.
They're good. Yeah, they're good jokes. And I guess our bit here basically is that I read the jokes to Mike.
Yeah.
And he rates them on a scale of 1 to 10, I think is what we were using.
I think it's 1 to 10,000.
Okay, so 1 to 10,000 is what we're going to use this time. Mike, here's the first joke up on the docket.
Hit me, dude. I'm ready.
I think last time we did not put the people's names in it, but I'm going to do it this time. So.
Oh.
So this is from at Big Macher. Big M-A-C-H-E-R. Really funny stuff. Jeff Dwoskin. Here goes. We live in a world where Donald Trump is president.
Uh-huh.
And Suicide Squad is an Oscar award-winning movie.
Yeah.
Let's let that sink in. Hashtag Oscars.
Oh. Hey, the Kardashians, one of the most popular celebrity groups of all time.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Hey, submit it to Joke Blogger. Okay, that's not what this is.
Okay. That one right off the bat, that's going to get a 1 from me.
That's a 1. Very tepid score.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Better luck next time to Jeff Dwoskin. All right, here's number 2. This comes from at Real Ham on Rye, where rye is spelled W-R-Y. So basically, you get a free joke just in the name.
This, I can tell this is going to be good.
Okay.
10,000?
If Trump doesn't win an Oscar for best actor in a political role,
okay,
those wee fingers of fury will be frantically tweeting insults for weeks.
Uh-oh.
Because if you there's a small hand thing that was gone a while ago. Best actor in a political role, not a real category.
Yeah.
So.
Good burn on him.
Good burn on Trump.
Yeah, that's also going to get a 1.
It's a 1 out of 10,000. Pretty low.
Well, it's got a 2.
Okay, it's a 2. 2 out of 10,000.
Pretty good.
Update the wiki. Here we go. This is joke number 3. This is also from Jeff Dwoskin. You might remember him from his Suicide Squad joke earlier.
Yeah.
In the segment. We're still on the Oscars. It says Jeff says, "If I made a movie based on a Walmart receipt, it would just be a guy in his underwear drinking a beer screaming, 'Martha!' Hashtag Oscars."
What? Was there a movie based on a Walmart receipt? Does this fucking joke have any basis in reality, or is it something like he just made up?
Okay.
Is he like talking about how Walmart is shitty and everybody there who is poor, who shops there? Is that what his point
is? Let me see if I can. This one was tough for me. God, let me see if I can shed some light on this with some of the replies.
Okay.
A reply from at BrClarkBF says, at Big Mocker, LMAO, Martha, exclamation point. So clearly the Martha part resonated. Then at Jekyll for Hydecom says, at Big Mocker, I'd make a prequel and put toilet paper and baby food back to buy more beer while saying, quote, damn it, Martha, we can't have it all, end quote. And Jeff Dwoskin replies, at Jekyll for Hydecom, let's find one more person and make a trilogy. So does that help at all?
No, that just made me more confused because I don't understand the point of it.
Well, you still got to give it a rating.
Jesus.
Martha is the punchline here.
5,000?
5,000.
That's what I'll get. Okay. 5,500. Let's be fair.
Yeah, let's be fair. Okay, this is from at Mr. Tommy Campbell. This is still on the Oscars. He says, wow, just wow. La La Land, then Moonlight. Am I watching Total Recall or the hashtag Oscars? Da fuck? He says, da fuck? F-U-Q, da fuck? Let me hit you with that again. Wow, just wow. La La Land, then Moonlight. Am I watching Total Recall or the hashtag Oscars? Da fuck?
Yeah, I guess that would work, right? Because it they're recalling the vote and
clearly reads like someone who has never seen the movie Total Recall. He thinks it's recalling stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, am I? You know, hey, what is this? The David Lynch number here? What are we watching here? This is crazy. Like that would have been.
Yeah, that's
maybe
funny.
Funnier. I don't know.
So, what do you give that one?
10,000.
10,000. Yeah. Very good. So that's a perfect joke in your
mind. Yeah, it's a perfect joke.
Yeah. I think he hits all the high points of a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, what a champion that one was.
That was a good one. This one, the next one here comes from at Fat Andy, P-H-A-T-A-N-D-Y. We're on the subject of Lent for this. Hashtag Lent a film to a guy once. Never got it back. I'm forgiving him for Lent. It's okay, Dad. Keep it. So that one has a few layers
that's
to it.
That's got fucking layers upon layers, man.
Hashtag Lent a film to a guy once. Never got it back.
You got hashtag Lent a film. So you know it's gonna be good because it's all hashtag comedy jokes are so fucking good. So right off the fucking bat, you know that you're in for a fucking treat.
Then he turns it into a pun. Then he makes it meta and self-referential. Then he throws the dad gag into it.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you keep it dad. Like, you're not going to let your dad off with a little warning there. I mean. Right.
Fat Andy.
What's the highest score again? 10,000?
It's 1 to 10,000, I think, is the scale we're using.
I already gave the top spot away.
I don't think it works like that, but
10,001.
Wow, off the scales.
We're gonna have to recalibrate the fucking scale.
Andy
there.
Jacobs, congrats, buddy.
Congrats, Andy.
Okay, we're halfway through the jokeblogger.com top 10,
and I've already blown my load.
You've already blown your load. Top. But
those are so good.
I did want to go ahead and remind everybody at home that all the jokes and video posts that you see on jokeblogger.com are really comedian trading cards. Try clicking on a comedian's picture in their post and watch the magic. So with that in mind, we move over to, let's see, number 6 on the list. It's from at phook75. Mr. Hook says, just saw a gorgeous woman with the word radio tattooed on her arm. So only 3 more things I need to see before I die.
What does that mean?
Guy likes the radio.
What does that mean?
I don't see. Just saw a gorgeous woman with the word radio tattooed on her arm. So only 3 more things I need to see. He doesn't say what the 3 other things are.
Like, I think he's saying because that's such a bizarre thing that that's one of the top things you see here.
But wouldn't you say only 2 more things? Why does he have a top 4? He's a top 4 things. That's weird.
That's weird, man.
I forgot we haven't been reading the stats on these.
Oh, yeah. What's the stats on this one?
Basically, all of them have been pretty good. This one is 45-82.
45 retweets.
45 retweets, 82 likes. Favorites. Yeah, likes. Likes.
I call them faves.
You're old school.
No, that one sucks. It's not good. And whoever wrote it should feel extremely bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that a 1 out of 10,001.
Okay. 1 out of 10,001. Moving on, we've got, this is from at Paracomedian09, Michael Blackman.
Now, wait, wait.
I don't want to go into it.
Wait.
I don't want to go into it. Just let me read the joke and then you can say what you want to say.
No, because, all right.
You need to listen to the joke first and then you can say what you want. Okay. The joke, this is the end of the category, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He says, quote, I'll be black from Terminator Rachel Dolezal. And he adds absurd news, ABSRD news. I'll be black, says Terminator Rachel Dolezal from Michael Blackman.
But this is about...
It's about Schwarzenegger, yeah.
It's because of The Apprentice, though. So it's not really... No really reason to bring in Rachel.
Well, I gotta be Dolezal, fair. This one was from July 3rd, 2015. So actually, there's no reason for any of it to exist. So what do you give that one?
I'm going to also give that the lowest score possible.
A 1.
A 1. Is it possible to give a 0?
You can give a 0.
I'm going to give that a 0.
Okay, because it was...
Don't.
It was,
don't
no,
do it.
It was only 20 and 29. That's all it did.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say...
Mm-hmm.
Because it's his handle is para. What is it? Paracomedian.
Paracomedian.
I thought you were going to say he's paraplegic, and I could not give him a negative score or a bad score.
Well, you son of a bitch, he's in a wheelchair. So how do you feel now?
God damn it!
This is from at @JoshRosen1, and we got a little dialogue. So this is, I think this is on the topic of Trump, I would say, and this is very recent, so I'm not trying to pull the rug out from under you here.
Yeah.
We got a dialogue set up. Trump says, Obama wiretapped me, but a federal court says, what evidence do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Trump replies, well, it was in Breitbart.
Yeah.
And a federal court replies, here comes the punchline, okay. What evidence do you have?
Oh, because they don't.
Yeah, those guys don't mess around over there in federal court. And that one did 54 and 175.
That's good.
We got a Judge Judy gif in the replies.
That's a one also.
This guy is a Funny or Die pitch contributor, which sounds like maybe you probably sent like an unsolicited email to Funny or Die one time.
He sent his packet in.
He sent his packet to Funny or Die. They didn't use it.
It wasn't when they were looking for packets. It was just he sent it at the wrong time.
He sent in his packet. So good for Josh Rosen. Okay. We're down to the final two here.
Yeah.
We've got... I'm not going to lie to you. We've got two really, really fucking good ones. And I'm going to read them to you right after the break. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Your Kickstarter Sucks, the podcast. Well, folks, you know what they say about lunches. There's no such thing as a free one. Except for sometimes they are free. And there's pretty much a free one every week. And by lunch, of course, I mean the Your Kickstarter Sucks podcast. So every week there will be a free one. And that will be your free lunch. But if you have a little more coin to spend, two nickels to rub together, why don't you check out our Patreon page, where you can get premium episodes of Your Kickstarter Sucks, and all kinds of crazy posts, and images, maybe songs, you know, hey, whatever we want to put up there, we'll put up there, but it'll definitely be the premium episodes, and they're not necessarily better or worse, it's just more, you know, just more for you. Another lunch for you, you little piggy. So, all my little piggies, go on to patreon.com and search Your Kickstarter Sucks and toss us a couple of shekels. I need them to buy medicine because I'm sick all the time. All right, and we're back with Your Kickstarter Sucks, the podcast, to take a quick break there to thank all our sponsors and also to tease you guys because we wanted you to listen to the ads. We got two more good ones coming up. Right, Mike?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet. So here we go. We got the final two here on the jokeblogger.com top 10. And this one here comes from at Warren Holstein. And I think this is also, you could probably fairly call this a dialogue joke as well. This is what Trump says about Obama. Quote, this is McCarthyism. Okay. Now the ghost of Joseph McCarthy replies, quote, I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work, commie.
Is that it?
That's the, yes. That's the end of the joke. And we got 4 retweets and 18 likes. And that one was posted in Brooklyn, New York, it says.
Shit, okay.
I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work, commie.
Pretty good.
And he does reply to himself, and he says, boy, if life were only like this. So very wistful. On Juan's part.
Ah, boy.
What do you give that one?
Yeah, that's not even a that's not even a joke. That's a zero.
Very loosely interpreted as a joke. Yeah, that's no good. All right. So, okay, we got the last one coming up here. The Joke Blogger Top 10. To see
you ready.
Yeah. So this is. I don't believe we've featured this gentleman before. His username is. At Original Lee Mays, and he's one of those guys who has the classic distinction of following as many people or more people than he has followers, and also he's got the word comedy in his banner on his website.
So you know what he does if you go to his page.
That's right.
Pretty good.
So.
Smart thinking.
He's got a lot of good stuff on this page. Cartoon avatar. He's basically got it all. This one, I think, was... this is on the topic of Lent as well. So, you know, it's fertile ground, I think.
All the best jokes are about Lent.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So Lee writes, Ash Wednesday is when Catholic priests flick cigarette ashes on the smooth cherubic buttocks of young boys. Ash Wednesday is when Catholic priests flick cigarette ashes on the smooth cherubic buttocks of young boys. So a pedophile joke, sexual assault, rape joke.
Yeah.
On Ash Wednesday from original Lee Mays. What do you give that one?
Lee, I gotta tell you, man, not your best work.
That's not his strongest material.
And
the people agreed by giving this one a grand total of 0 retweets and 0 favorites.
But it's still made it on the page, though.
It's still made it on jokeblogger.com. Okay. Almost like it just...
Almost like they just sign into it and it does all of their posts on the page automatically.
Well, that would be weird, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to give this negative 10,001.
Okay, we're in the negative on this one. Yeah. So you didn't care for this one. That's what I'm picking up.
Made me sick.
Yeah, wasn't that good. All right, well, that's the end of jokeblogger.com. The segment and maybe the website as well. This could be the end of the site. I don't know. But Mike, I think that's all we had for this week, unless you have anything to add. You got anything you want to?
No, I don't.
Great. All right, guys. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at YourKickstarter. You can email us as well at YourKickstarterSucks@gmail.com. We got the mailbag coming up on the premium episodes, which you can find on Patreon. What else?
I'm going to put the pictures of the friendship bracelet up online.
We're going to put the friendship bracelet pics up on the Twitter. You can check those out. Maybe send us a picture of your own friendship bracelets if you want to be a part of the friendship crew here with Your Kickstarter Sucks. And that's it. And we'll see you next week and on our premium episodes as well.
Goodbye.
So long.